we talk about what we, you know, what we kind of want to do every now and again in life. And I got to that point where I thought to myself, do you know what? I should be able to do stuff I really want to do now.
Yeah.
So I found my first ever guitar when my mum died about 4 years ago. I thought it had been chucked away, but it was up in her garage. And we kind of took everything and just put it in my garage. And it's very difficult when you lose your mum to start looking through all her stuff. So it took me about 18 months or 2 years before I actually got around to doing it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And then I found this old guitar. And it was one I got when I was 12. And in fact, it's 50 years ago to this year, March the 17th, when I got on the bus in Mansfield, which was where I was brought up, and went to Doncaster on my own with this little guitar to see Buddy Holly and the Crickets. And I got backstage. It's a long story, but no one had guitars. You didn't, but I took it with me for some reason. And I actually played Peggy Sue for Buddy and the Crickets. Oh, yeah. And when they played along, they sang with me. And then at the end of the thing, the tour manager said, I'm going to have to move on because, you know, we've got to get ready for the show. And he said, would you like, you know, a Buddy's autograph? I said, oh, fantastic. No one could find a pen or a picture or a piece of paper. So out of desperation, I said, hey, I've got a pencil in my guitar string box. And he went, okay, we'll get it out. And of course, no paper. So all I could think of was, will you sign the guitar? And so they did. And no one was doing that. You didn't get guitars and like cricket bats and T-shirts done in those days. And after that, I took it with me. And I kind of went 60. I went to see, it was 58 that I saw Buddy. I went to see Eddie Cochran and Gene Vincent in Manchester. I met them and they signed it. Then I saw Chuck Berry at East Ham Granada and Bill Haley. They all signed it.
Wow.
And in the 60s, I started touring with Billy and Marty and Joe, and they all signed it. And I used to do gigs with Johnny Kidd, and so Johnny signed it.
Yeah.
And then in 63, I did the Albert Hall with the Beatles, so they all signed it.
Look after that guitar, Alvin.
Well, it's insured now for $2 million.
I'm not surprised. Incredible. And that was your birthday present from your mum when you were a boy.
Yeah, so because of all that, I thought, you know, I want to start doing some of that music I grew up with, like 50s rock and roll and a bit of blues and some jazz. So the first half of our show, which is like an hour and a quarter, we do nothing but 50s rock and roll. And it really is in your face. Lots of rockabilly, very early Elvis and Eddie Cochran and stuff. And I play acoustic, which I've not normally done on stage. And it's just, I cut my band down to a three-piece. So it's a real basic rock and roll band. And then in the interval, we do what we call leather up. We get the Jack Daniels out, the lasers and the smoke machines and everything. And we get the leathers on and we go out and do all the 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
It's great for me. I'm having such a fabulous time. In fact, some of the dates we've got, we're doing up in Scotland. And I was desperate to come to Aberdeen because I've always loved Aberdeen. It's a great, great place. I've got some great friends there and that. And there used to be a cracking theatre there. Is it the His Majesty's? Or
His Majesty's. We still have His Majesty's, one of the UK's renowned theatres. There was the Capitol Theatre, which you might have played.
Capitol, we used to tour all the time in the 60s,
The Aberdeen Music Hall, you might have played there.
Yeah. But the theatre, it was run by two guys. Were they brothers or something?
The Donald brothers, perhaps?
That could be, yeah. For years and years and years, but I think they're not doing it now.
I'm not sure, to be honest with you, Alvin, on that one.
Yeah, but it's a shame, because I like it up there in Aberdeen.
Now, listen, I hope you're taking care of yourself on stage, because I do remember in the press a few years back, you had a bit of heat stroke with all that costumery on.
Yeah, it was a bit of a silly thing to do. We'd been asked to do one of these compilation tours with Shawaddy Waddy and the Rubettes, and we went for the press call, and the Waddies turned up, and they've got all these clothes on and things that, which is exactly what they used to wear in the 70s.
Yeah, sure.
And the Rubettes did the same. And I thought to myself, but you're old men. You can't go out wearing all that stuff. So I started to laugh, you know, because I just went in a pair of black jeans and a black leather jacket, which was kind of a hint of what it used to be. But I thought, I can't go out wearing platform boots and flares. It's going to look ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I was talking to one of the band, and they said, why don't you? Why don't you just really go out and take the mickey out of it?
Yeah.
So I had this funny wig made, and I had some 14-inch platform boots, made, like the Elton John ones, you know. And I went out doing that, but I had this kind of catsuit made, which went all the way up right down to my wrists and right up to my neck. And I had these leather outfits that used to fit over the top. And with the wig on and the gloves, the only part of my body that was exposed at all was just a very small part of my face. So, of course, the first night on the tour, I went out. Of course, we'd not done the gig. And, of course, you're working flat. I'd been on stage about 45 minutes, and I was just completely soaking wet with sweat and so hot. And next thing, there was a moment where we had two flashes at the front of the stage that went off on one of the chords on the songs. And there was a massive costume change went on while the people were looking at the flashes. Well, the flashes went off and I just keeled over.
Yeah.
And anyway, I flopped on the floor. And they all, I think everyone thought it was part of the show. And the band was saying, go on, get up, you know. And I can't remember anything. And then the paramedics came and they put me on a stretcher, took me out, put me in an ambulance. And they're driving along. My manager's in the back of the ambulance. And they said, we've got to get all this gear off him because he's over ventilated and everything else. So they got a pair of scissors and started cutting this £3,000 costume off me with a pair of scissors. And my manager's saying, can't you get it off some other way?
Never mind about his health.
And then they had to put a pipe down my throat because I wasn't breathing properly. And then they had to put a drip on. So they inject, my manager at the time couldn't stand the sight of blood.
Mm.
My manager passed out on the floor, but it was so funny, you know.
Yeah.
And the next thing, I didn't know any of this was going on until I woke up in the hospital and there's this nurse looking at me and she's kind of stroking my hand saying, how are you feeling? And I said, well, I feel fine, thank you.
Yeah.
I thought, where's this pretty nurse come from that's suddenly... I thought I was on stage just now, you know. But it was quite dangerous.
Alvin, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you.
Oh, my pleasure, Mike.
More power to you, and get yourself up to Aberdeen with your show at some point.
Yeah, brilliant. I'd love to.